This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, alfalfa is a high-value forage crop in North Dakota. Many farmers, ranchers depend on it every year, and 2025 will not be an exception to that rule, right?
Oh, that's true. Alfalfa is the queen of forages for a reason. It's a high productive crop. We can produce a lot of tonnage. It can produce a high quality silage, a very high quality hay. It fits into beef rations. It fits into dairy rations. I think folks probably ought to look at it as part of their crop rotation as well. It is a perennial, but it can fit into a crop rotation as well. And really a high value, good alfalfa crop is worth so much nowadays.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on alfalfa when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Nathan and Emily Spickler presents the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. And you can bid live on the internet at dvauction.com, offering 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at Spickler Ranch South, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. See SpicklerRanchSouth.com for more information.
Talking about the crop of alfalfa today on Ag Issues with James Rogers. And James, keeping this crop healthy, you tell me, is vital. Discuss that with us.
If you've had alfalfa in the field for a few years and have been removing tonnage and maybe not putting back fertility, that's something you need to consider, because each ton of alfalfa is going to remove about 14 pounds of phosphate and about 58 to 60 pounds of potash per ton of production. And the only way you know where your levels are the soil test. So if your alfalfa may not be doing what it once was doing, you may be seeing some disease symptoms out there, the color may be off. Well, it could be related directly to fertility, and the only way to really know that is to get a soil test.
All right, good stuff, James, and that puts a wrap on this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Mi Mexico and Minot, by the Spickler Ranch Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.